You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Updating Browns injuries, both Andrew Hawkins, Brian Hartline, good to go, should be back this week. Raises an interesting question.
It does.
What happens with Dwayne Bowe?
He's probably going to be a healthy scratch.
If it was me,
okay,
and it's not, Dwayne Bowe would be active, Dwayne Bowe would be playing, and if I was not able to go with six active receivers, I would sit young Taylor Gabriel down.
And is it his because of the drops? Or because he's
just because drops hasn't been as productive, and you got Andrew Hawkins back. You've got Benjamin, so you've got two guys. You've got similar guys. So the one guy that you don't have on the roster is Dwayne Bowe. And I'll tell you what, I was somewhat impressed
with
the way he battled at the end of that game in a meaningless time and went out there and fought and dragged on a fourth down and was still out there doing the best that he could. Why not?
Reward and punishment. Taylor Gabriel, you can't drop the football in this offense. We're going to have you down. Dwayne Bowe, let's see if we can keep it rolling and build that confidence in you and see if he can do that in a time that it matters.
Or Hartline could be down. He dropped four in the last game that he played in. Chris in Cleveland, welcome to the show.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Good. How are you?
Yeah, I wanted to comment on Johnny Manziel and the Cleveland Browns organization.
Okay.
I think that for him to say that he has to make face throws, and he basically, you know, without saying it, he just basically said, I can't see out in the pocket. Sometimes I got to just throw the ball where I think the man's open. I just think that's kind of telling of this organization that you can have a quarterback who's starting who can make a comment like that. I think that they just need to cut their losses. I think the only reason this guy's playing and basically even on the roster is because they drafted him in the first round and they don't want to admit they made a mistake. I mean, because when you make a comment like that, it's the elephant in the room. The guy basically said, I can't play. And I mean, come on, what the Browns going to do? I mean, they just got to admit they made a mistake. Why are they scared to do that?
Well, this is what I would say to you. At this point, he's here, and you've got nothing to lose. I'd want to play him to see if maybe he can prove those comments, not the best comments, that's not the case, and he is going to go ahead and get the job done, in my opinion, right? So you want to see that. Otherwise, I don't think they're afraid to do that if that's really what it's going to come to. And if it does come to that, if he plays, this is where I sit, right? You play Johnny, and he plays well. You feel good going into next year that this guy's made improvement. He's shown he can play in the NFL. You play Johnny, and he doesn't play well, guess what? You're probably going to have the top pick in the draft or close to it. You're going to have an opportunity to go ahead and draft a quarterback early in the draft. And then you know that you are going to admit that and move on. I think given the investment, the way things are structured, you absolutely can move on now.
So you're saying in playing Josh McCown and having Johnny sit, you're dragging out this process, you're missing out on an evaluation process that still makes everything about Johnny Manziel very cloudy going into this upcoming offseason.
Right, which I don't think you want to. I think if at this point, if there's anything that you want to come out of this season with, because it seems that, you know, playoffs are not in the cards for this team right now. It's a stretch to get there. That's what you need to come out of this season with. What young guys do we have here that can contribute? Specifically, can Johnny Manziel do it? And look, if Johnny goes out there and let's say four games are a total disaster, and it really looks like this, it's a failed experiment, you got three more games. Play Austin Davis. Does Austin Davis have anything? It's not that it's just Johnny or bust, but I certainly would like to see what you've got with Johnny Manziel at some point for this team. And so to me, that time has come. It is now, but we'll find out. And I know that that's not the way that Mike Pettine feels about it. And so we'll see what happens when that comes to be.
I get it. And I understand that's why I kind of walk the same, you know, a different line than you, and in some cases probably coming from the mentality and the mindset behind Mike Pettine and why he chooses to play Josh McCown if he is in fact available.
And we know he turned in a limited practice today. Apparently, from reports, looked good throwing the football at the portion that was open to the media. Mike Pettine saying he wanted to have a decision on that later today. I don't know if that would be a public decision on the quarterback, but I'm pretty sure if he knew McCown was going, he would say it because he probably didn't want to have to talk about John Foosball or you know, deal with quarterback questions anymore. This is going to be an interesting game. Both of these teams have the bye coming up afterwards. They're both going to want to leave it out there. The Browns certainly with a nice opportunity to play spoilers. We went through earlier in the show, if you're just joining us, when you look at the matchups for the Steelers coming out of their bye week, this is one that if they want to make the playoffs, they must have. And for the Browns, it's an opportunity to get things going and really put a dent in their rivals' season with going into Heinz Field, where you lost by three last year, a valiant comeback that fell short, and go ahead and get the W.
Yeah, I agree. And I just hope, and I think a lot of the mentality that goes into the effort that will be put forth on Sunday stems directly from the coaches and the leaders and vets in this locker room. Because the young players on this football team that are getting an opportunity, or even via special teams, march to the beat of those veterans in the locker room.
Absolutely. All right, folks, that will do it for us today. If you missed it earlier and you want to hear the comments of the defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill, you can get that. That was at 1:30 on our show. 2:15 was John DeFilippo. So when you go through on the podcast, you can get that at the Browns mobile app, or, of course, ClevelandBrowns.com later today. You can listen to those as well. Tomorrow, the kid will be here. We'll pick the games. We'll get you ready for the Browns and the Steelers. Full throttle preview of these two teams as they get ready to battle in Week 10 at Heinz Field in Pittsburgh. For our producer, Dave DiNatale, for Matt Wilhelm, I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.